Welcome to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast, the place to grow and scale profitable practices with your show hosts, Huyen Truong and Steve Tate.
Hey there. So you've been running social media ads on platforms like Facebook and Instagram for a while now. And it seems like you're either not getting many leads or the ones you do get aren't all that serious. It's a common issue. Lots of clinics have been through the exact same thing. And because of that, some might even throw in the towel claiming social ads just don't work. Well, in general, most marketing plans do not fail in intent or communication. They fail in execution. People simply don't get it done right. In today's episode, we're diving into the reasons why your social ads might not be hitting the mark and introducing you to the OMD 5-step full funnel strategy that could be a game changer for your ad campaigns. By the end of this episode, you'll have a solid framework to boost your social media ad game. Welcome to another episode of Online Marketing for Doctors TV and podcast show, the place to be for growing and scaling your practice. I'm Stephen Tate, a strategic marketing consultant for medical clinics. My team and I have been in the game for over a decade, helping hundreds of clinics thrive with our proven patient generation campaigns. Now let's break it down. Unlike platforms like Google, social media users behave differently. They're not actively hunting for solutions. Instead, they're there to be entertained and educated. This is precisely why many clinics struggle with social media ads, expecting prospects to book appointments based solely on a simple ad that they've seen in their social media sphere. But that isn't our approach. With OMD's social media marketing strategy, we develop a full funnel approach which relies on more consistent ongoing engagement. This funnel will help guide your potential client's journey from brand awareness to consideration, conversion, and even loyalty and advocacy after they become a client or patient at your clinic. It's a holistic strategy that goes beyond the typical social media approach. So stick around and let's get your social media ads working like never before. Picture this for a moment. Your target audience is scrolling through their social media feeds, encountering attention-grabbing ad after attention-grabbing ad. The creatives and offers might pique their interest, but there's a catch. While there might be an inclination to buy in, they don't really know you yet. The likelihood of them taking action on your ad's call to action alone is pretty slim, unless you're a well-established big brand or you have an irresistible offer. And in the area of medical marketing, it's even trickier to come up with a price-driven offer that doesn't impact the perception of cheapening your brand. So we need a more coordinated, long-term approach to marketing, where we build over time a perception about you, your services, and how best you can help. Let's take a more specific look at each step of this approach, starting with the first phase of building your brand awareness. This is where potential patients become aware of their needs or problems and actively seek information. To kickstart this journey, we launch a brand awareness campaign on social media, drawing people into your social media presence. Users get the chance to delve into what your clinic is, your experience, the entire team, patient before and after care, past work examples, and what makes your procedures stand out. Educational content takes center stage in this brand awareness phase. Blog posts, webinars, ebooks, and videos are pushed out to enlighten prospects about procedures and associated costs. In this campaign, our sights are set on cold traffic, those who haven't crossed paths with the clinic yet. Okay, now at this point, prospects have done their research and are aware of their options, narrowing down their choices. We target users who have engaged with the brand awareness campaign ads and have visited the client's website using a remarketing campaign. offering them an initial foot in the door offer, such as a free consultation offer, outlining what they will have in the consultation and answering frequently asked questions. In this stage, we continuously showcase more patient results and their feedback on the procedures. Media mentions or accreditations help build up a prospect's confidence during this consideration stage. We also roll out ads promoting the clinic's lead magnets, such as ebooks or videos. And if you run, say, a hair transplant clinic marketing campaign, the lead magnet could be something like a baldness calculator to capture prospects' contact information for follow-up in nurturing and sales email campaigns. Okay, moving to our third step. The next stage, your prospective patient or client is ready to make a purchase or booking, recognizing that prospects usually talk to their selected clinics before making a decision. Now, after a prospect takes that first step of engaging with the clinic, we continue to push out communications about factors that would make a prospect feel more comfortable about proceeding with the procedure. This includes expected results, other patients' feedback about their experience, aftercare processes, and follow-up appointments to review results after 3 months, 6 months, and 12 months, etc. You know, we would include pricing details, including payment plan options that highlight the easy access you have to the procedure that won't compromise your lifestyle. Now, we could sit with just those three phases, but this is a full funnel procedure we're developing here. And the next two phases are key. The next phase is developing customer loyalty. If your patients or clients have made it this far, then you're definitely doing a lot of things right. But it's not over yet. This is the stage where you should have systems and assets in place to make customers' lives easier. Be engaging and be involved. Constantly look out for their wants and anticipate their needs. For this stage, we seek their feedback by asking for clinic reviews and introducing other relevant procedures. These complimentary services are designed to enhance and maintain their look, helping you to cross-sell and upsell them to generate more revenue and maintain the relationship. Rather than relying solely on one-off procedures and potentially losing that client or patient forever, we are looking at building a long-term relationship. And why? Because in our fifth phase, it's about brand advocacy. It's far easier and roughly 5 times cheaper to retain an existing customer than it is to acquire a new one. And so once you've gained someone's trust and their business, you should be working hard to maintain it. Following up with your patient or clients to get their feedback on the offerings that they purchase from you is a necessity. Furthermore, we want to encourage patients to share their experiences, not just with the clinic, but also with their friends and family members. This could include lifestyle photos and videos showcasing their results, enjoying life, and newfound confidence. We also encourage patients to refer the clinic to their friends and family members by offering both people a special voucher for their next treatment. So in conclusion, retaining existing patients or clients is more cost-effective than acquiring new ones. By maintaining a patient's trust and engagement, OMD's strategic approach ensures a continuous positive relationship with patients and contributes to the growth and success of a clinic. All right, that wraps up another episode of the OMD Podcast Show. If this was helpful to you, please subscribe to the OMD TV and Podcast Show so you don't miss any future episodes. And please share this episode with your staff and colleagues. If you want to learn more about online marketing for doctors offers and how our team can help you generate more new patients and referring doctors via Facebook and Instagram advertising, or even TikTok advertising, please reach out to us and book a 15-minute discovery call with us, and we'll show you the opportunities that you might have with your practice's marketing. I'll leave a link to it in the show notes below. Thank you so much, and hope to talk to you soon on a discovery call.
Thank you for listening to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast with Huyen Truong and Steve Tate. Be sure to check out the archive section on our website for previous episodes at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/podcast. And subscribe to the show so we can catch you at the next episode.